Thank you, everyone, for joining us. This is the RZERC Monthly Teleconference held on Tuesday, the 16th of June, 2020. Dwayne, over to you.
Okay, thank you. Welcome, everyone. Thanks for joining today. We'll do a quick roll call, and I'll, Danielle, you can go ahead and do the roll call, please.
For ICANN Board, Kaveh Ranjbar. I'll note Kaveh is on the call. I don't know if he's having some microphone issues.
Hello, PTI. Hi, yes, I'm here, present.
Oh, perfect, thank you. PTI, Kim Davies.
Present.
SSAC, Jeff Houston.
Awake.
RSAC, Brad Baird.
Yes, yes.
ASO, Carlos Martinez. I know it is not on the call. IETF, Jim Reed.
Yeah, but I'm asleep. Unlike Jeff.
Registry Stakeholder Group, Howard Eland. I know it is not on the call. CCNSO, Peter Koch.
Present.
And Root Zone Maintainer VeriSign, Dwayne Wessels.
Yep, Dwayne is here.
Thank you.
All right, so we have a relatively short agenda today. You have it on the screen in front of you, and you've seen an email. Anyone have proposed changes to the agenda before we proceed? Okay, doesn't seem like it. So the first thing to do is to approve the minutes from our May 19th meeting. Hopefully you've had a chance to see those. I made a couple of corrections from the draft, which I think were corrected before they went out to the group. So my corrections are in there. Jeff, your hand is up.
It is. You did the any other agenda items too quickly for my sleeping state. I'd actually like to add one item, which at this point is a small item about the root server governance working group and its interaction with this group. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you. We'll add that and there should be time for that. Okay, so back to the minutes. Anyone have comments on the minutes, questions, or discussion? Any reason that they should not be approved at this time? They're up on the screen there. Okay, not hearing any. So I think we can take the minutes as approved, and Danielle will post them to the website shortly after today's meeting. So I wanted to go again through some of the things that we talked about last week. I sent you some updated PDFs of the two things we talked about, the root zone protections and signing rootservers.net. I'm gonna try to share those with you right now from my screen. All right. So the document that I sent you, this PDF, and what you see right now is sort of similar to the one that you saw last month, last meeting, especially at the start. It's changed in tone from whereas the previous one was phrased as sort of a request for work. This one is contains some recommendations which sort of capture our discussion from last week. I took the liberty of writing this up based on the transcript from last month, sorry, not last week. But I just wanted, you know, to be clear that this is you should consider this a straw man proposal, and I wanted to get the committee's feeling on if this is the kind of document that RZERC may want to, you know, publish as a document or a report or something like that. If we are to proceed with this, then I would suggest that this document go into a Google document that we can all edit and make suggestions on. So let me, does that sound okay with everyone? I lost my window where I can see everyone's hands. participants. Peter, you have your hand up.
Yeah, thank you. I think you taking the liberty of changing that perspective is well done. Regarding the editing process, I am Google abstinent, so it would be great if we had other opportunities to get there. I'm going to use it. I'm not going to have a Google account to work on it, but other than that, I'm willing to contribute. More on a perspective, I think this is very much written with an engineering background, engineering target audience. I think in a later stage, there we might want to add a bit of explanations here and there, but that shouldn't stop the main work if this is going forward. Thank you.
Okay. And yeah, so with respect to Google, I suggest that because that's, I guess, how I'm familiar with working with other groups. But if there are other ways, or even if you wanted to, you know, send Word documents or whatever you're comfortable with, I'm sure we can accommodate that. Thanks. Jeff?
I see the recommendations at the end of this, and you know, I certainly should say this is a great document and should proceed. There are, however, some small nits about this. I'm not sure the IETF ever casually considers any document these days. It's careful to the point of obsession, irrespective. So, you know, you might just want to say the IETF might want to consider, or in fact, you might even say when this becomes an RFC, because your note, the publication as an RFC is a prerequisite for adding it to the zone. I think it's also a prerequisite for steps 3 and 4. That if it doesn't, you know, get published as we envisage it by the IETF, the consequent steps kind of fall into a gray space, because I think all of this is contingent on it being accepted as a standard, including the issue of a new resource record in the root, how is it signed, et cetera, which I actually believe the IETF would address as part of that process of draft to RFC. So in some ways, we need to sort of consider steps 3 and 4 as being contingent on the outcome of step 2. Thanks.
All right, so I hear what you're saying. I guess my thinking was that these kind of go hand in hand in some sense, because, you know, as we talked about last week, it would be important to get broader feedback from the technical community at some of these, you know, conferences and whatnot. But are you really saying you think that, you know, 3 and 4 should not happen until RFC status is granted?
That's a really interesting question about 3. 4, I would certainly say name server software folk after DNS Camel are wary about any changes, and quite frankly, I think it's contingent on whoever's proposing changes to get it out as an RFC to sort of sift good from kite flying. Mm-hmm. 3, I don't know. The IETF resists barracking from the sidelines.
Right.
And I'm just not sure about how to alert the technical community to the progress of a draft that they might have an interest in, versus saying, you should join DNS op and cheer loudly at the appropriate times. The former is good. The latter is a little bit off to one side. So I'm not quite sure how to handle it, Dwayne.
Okay. But regardless, what I'm hearing from you is that this list of recommendations should somehow capture, you know, these thoughts that these steps have to go in order and thought about carefully.
Totally. I think it's a great document, you know, on the whole. And yes, I'm absolutely with you. It's good.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thanks. Peter?
Yeah, thanks. I had re-raised my hand because I had deliberately not gone into the substance of the document. I think there are some things that we still need to discuss, so it's not ready to go. Like publication as an RFC is a prerequisite. That's something that needs a reference, I believe. And then we should talk about whether an RFC is the thing we are looking for, or the standard status or whatever, but that probably can be deferred. That said, I have no doubts that DNSOP, if they haven't, that DNSOP is going to adopt the document, because there are no orphans anywhere near the DNSOP working group. Everything is adopted. The question is actually to get real operators look into this, and more real operators than those that are really, are usually in the vicinity of DNSOP. And that's an important thing. And the rest, I guess, is something that we should chew on in subsequent sessions. One thing to add maybe to the recommendations is buying the problem statement and making an assessment there. That is taken for granted, or is taken out of the current internet draft, but maybe when we propose a solution or make recommendations, we should have our own wording of the problem statement. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Peter. And just so everyone knows, I guess I sort of glossed over this. The internet draft is, of course, adopted by the working group, and it has completed working group last call. And the chair marked it as having consensus. So the next step, I guess, would be IETF last call for the document. Jim?
Thanks, Wayne. A couple of points. I think something needs to be added at step 1.5. You'd probably some statement from the root server operators that they have software that supports ZoneMND. I'm thinking particularly about the case of ISC, because they outsource, or they have some kind of arrangement with the Cloudflare. And so the FROOT server is not completely covered by a DNS implementation that's under ISC's control.
So, okay, part of that is covered by step 4, I believe. I mean, that's the part that asks implementators to sort of add this to their...
No, that's a completely separate thing, Dwayne.
Then I misunderstood, sorry.
What we need to have is a statement from the root server operators that, yes, they are ready and able to support ZoneMND, irrespective of the implementation they choose to use.
Isn't that captured in number 1 sufficiently? It says root server operators should verify and confirm the addition of the resource worker.
Yes, we think ZoneMND is a fine thing. It doesn't seem to say they're going to implement it.
Okay. You want from them some kind of promise that they would deploy it once it's available?
Yeah, I think we have three similar exercises doing when we come down to DNSSEC deployment. We had statements from each of the root server operators saying that yes, or maybe it was the root server operators collectively saying that yes, they were willing and able to support assigned root zone.
Okay. That's helpful. Thank you. Brad?
Yeah, I think, Jim, I think getting that from the root operator shouldn't be that hard, but I find it interesting that it would be a prerequisite or even, even a requirement, because a lot of this is to, in support of hyperlocal and kind of the root going everywhere, and we're not going to demand that from resolvers or anybody else. So it's just something to think about, I guess.
Well, yeah, I mean, I understand that, Brad, but I think this is a case of, you know, being able to eat your own dog food, if you can put it that way. If it's not good enough...
Like I said, I think...
If it's not good enough for the root server operators, why should anybody else do it? Hyperroot or whatever?
Yeah, I mean, I think getting it from the roots is very easy. I think that'll happen, you know, without issue.
As I say, I think the major concern, I think, Brad, is... if there are any other root server operators that are using, for want of a better term, commercial DNS service providers to back up their offering, are those commercial partners in a position to fully support ZoneMND or not?
Jeff?
I think there's a distinction between serving the ZoneMD resource record and serving AXFR, as we're aware. Not every root service constellation, letter constellation, actually supports AXFR, and we're okay with that as collectively as a community. I must admit, had the expectation that
if a resource record in the root is an RFC, it is incumbent on the root server operators to select, to support such a resource record in terms of publication and dissemination, answer queries for it. And so I would have thought the addition of a single word in one, verify and confirm that addition will in no way negatively impact, and that they are able to support this additional resource record as a caveat on one would be enough.
Yeah,
because we're not asking everyone to do AX4 or anything else. It's just that resource record. And I don't think the commercial arrangements that E and F is it, because one other one did an arrangement with a cloud operator as well. I'm not sure that's any of our business. You know, it's incumbent on these operators to serve what's in the zone. If that zone MD is legitimately in the zone, we should ensure that they can serve it. But the obligation is on them to actually serve it once it's an RFC, in my view. Thanks.
Did you want to respond, Jim, or was that okay?
No, I think Jeff's points were well made. I mean, I just think we need to say something more than just saying is that the addition of the resource records wouldn't negatively impact the distribution of the root zone.
Okay. Thank you. Peter?
Yeah, I was just going to add that maybe supporting the record type is a bit of an ambiguous wording. That should be the case by RFC 3597, that the RR type transparency. I'm wondering whether for full support of the semantics, there's anything else needed. And I think that was what, maybe that was what Jeff was referring to in terms of doing the AXFR and delivering that signature / message digest.
Let me respond in saying in no way was I reading this document as saying that all root service, you know, letter constellations should support AXFR in all instances. I'm not saying that, and I don't believe this document is saying that. It's simply, if you're asked for a zone MD record, you should answer it according to the RFC to be. Thanks.
Okay. If there's so this discussion has been good for me, and if it sounds like people are, you know, interested in progressing with this, so my plan will be to you know, send this over to Danielle. She can create a Google document or otherwise sort of you know, manage group edits. Figure out some way to manage group edits, and then as a group we can propose changes that we'd like to see, nitpicky things or even non-nitpicky things, and keep iterating on this. Does that sound like a reasonable plan forward?
Yeah.
Okay. So then let's move on to the other one. If I can find it here. Okay, so the other thing that we talked about last month was signing the root servers.net zone. And again, what you have before you is derived from that previous document. Here, the recommendations are slightly different. Mostly the recommendations here are asking questions, asking maybe for other groups to do work to address some of these questions. This is not so, I would say it's not as certain that something like signing the rootservice.net zone would proceed. There's a lot of still things to be answered here. These recommendations don't task any group in particular. They're just sort of open questions, although I think one does maybe mention RSEC. But if this committee thinks that certain groups may be best tasked with answering some of these questions, we could certainly add that. And again, if the committee thinks that this should proceed in some form similar to what it is, then I would, you know, say let's put it into a group edit doc and hack away at it. Peter, your hand is up.
Oh, it's an old hand, but I...
Okay.
I can say a few words. I think the discussion is interesting and important. I'm not sure that we... not duplicating things. I believe that has been dealt with in RSEC, and then most of you will be able to tell me. At the moment, I'm not sure that RSERC should be viewed as considering the status quo a problem. I don't think we're there yet. So that would suggest that these research questions be phrased maybe even more carefully than they are.
Okay, I think that's fair. I agree that to the extent that this is a problem is sort of tricky. This question of whether this zone should be signed does, you know, continue to come up in various other groups from time to time. But yeah, whether or not it's really a problem is an open question. Jim?
Thanks, Dwayne. I'm still sort of not quite sure convinced about this. Yes, I think it's probably a good idea on balance to get this zone signed, but in all honesty, should we, as RSEC, not be thinking about getting rid of this zone completely? I mean, why can't we put the address records for the root servers in the root zone itself? Then this whole problem goes away.
So that is kind of what number five here addresses. And you know, the background is that RSAC did investigate that there was an RSAC caucus work party that investigated that maybe three years ago now, and decided not to recommend any changes.
Mm-hmm.
So number five here says, you know, hey, do we want to reconsider this again? Because that would certainly be a solution to the problem.
Yeah, maybe part of this analysis might be to do this sort of compare and contrast between the two approaches. Maybe there are other approaches as well for aligning.
Yeah. So in general, I'm you know, sensing hesitancy about this this document or this concept. And if the committee thinks that it should be dropped, that's fine with me as well. If we come to that conclusion, Jeff.
Look, excuse me, I'm not in favor of dropping the concept. I think this is important to understand deliberatively why we have or have not signed these names. And I can certainly see cases for and against it. So I'm not ready to drop the conversation. I suppose the question in my head is, to what extent can resources and attention be brought to this topic? And is RSERC the right place? As you mentioned previously, RSAC has visited aspects of this in a work party in the past. Does RSAC have more resources than this relatively small work party? Would that be a place to refer this question? Are the resources of something like Octo in ICANN a resource that could investigate this further? It's not a case of guessing what the answer might be, but you've enumerated five incredibly valuable questions. And I think they're the right questions and they're responsible questions. The next step is to understand who and how could we research this to understand the parameters of answers, you know, what are the issues around this? And the who becomes a really big issue because I'm not sure RSERC commands a huge amount of resources in and of itself. And where would it tap to also engage in this becomes the question for me. Not willing to drop it, but just not sure how to take it further. Thanks.
Yeah, I think it was pretty clear from our previous meeting that RSERC, you know, we felt that we did not have the resources or even the mandate to do this work ourselves and that it was best done elsewhere. So I guess one of the open questions before us is, you know, if we just put these questions out into the universe? Is that sufficient, or do we need to direct them at maybe more specific groups who might take on the work? Jim?
Thanks, Dwayne. Well, where did this request come from? Were we asked to look into this problem?
So I can answer that, I think. Obviously, you know, this was looked at in RSAC. I believe that also it has been a topic of discussion within SSAC. From time to time, RSAC will meet with SSAC, and I was in some of those meetings where I think it came up. This direct, you know, the reason that it came to RZERC within the last few months is because that at VeriSign, we thought, well, maybe this is a good idea. Let's see if we can actually make progress on this and bring it to RZERC and see if they support it. Does that answer what you wanted to know?
Kind of a dream, but I'm still a bit puzzled. I think, what would you want as a response from RZERC going back to this case to VeriSign? And I think we all agree that getting this signed one way or another is probably a very good thing. There's a lot of work to be done, and Jeff's identified that work is probably best done elsewhere, not inside this committee. But it's still not clear what kind of output at this stage is required from us, because it's not really clear to me what the input was, or the motivation for it.
All right, I'm going to let Brad take a first step at answering, I think, and I can also provide more.
The only thing I wanted to add was the only thing I'll add is just a little background. I think there are a few RSOs that have pushed pretty heavily for this in the past. Some of the operators, and I specifically, I think it was the M operator wide, had some concern about some indirection attack via net. Since Rootservice.net wasn't signed, then there was a problem. But it was I think there was a corner case there. Anyways, there are a number of, I'll just say a handful of Rootserver operators that bring this up periodically. So I think that's where maybe some of the community is coming in. And maybe Dwayne saying that VeriSign was interested in this, we're kind of channeling what we're hearing from some.
Yeah, I would further say that, you know, we're hearing these questions, and again, VeriSign wants to be sort of responsive to the community's needs here. So if there's a lot of support for this from the community, whether that's RZERC or RSAC or whatever, you know, we want to make that happen. At this point, I feel like everyone's sort of on the fence, and VeriSign needs some direction, you know, whether or not to pursue this or not. Brad, is your hand up again, or is that old? Maybe Peter's.
Sorry,
next.
That's old.
Peter?
Yeah, thanks. So I think what we might want to consider is, given this, some operators had probably bad feelings, maybe bad word, or would like to err on the side of caution. That's what I interpret these contributions. In the end, the ideal would be, in some people's minds at least, that every zone is signed. And in that case, would rootservers.net still be special? Would we ask, could it be signed explicitly? That's one point. The other is, what exactly is the problem that we are trying to solve? And what I'm hearing is that that is probably a bit less the DNSSEC question, but rather the dependency question that goes back to both what number five and Jim said, or question number five and Jim, and the discussion that was referred to in, I believe it was RSEC, again, with the .NET domain in between and so on and so forth, and what the consequences are. So there's a bit more work maybe to invest in the actual problem statement. And what I think is important, people look at the root zone, for better or worse, as an example. Now, if this is going to be changed for the root zone, or explicitly recommended for increased security. What would that mean for operators of TLD zones or operators of other zones, at least the larger ones? Maybe we could have that in mind, even if that's an explicit recommendation explicitly for the root zone.
Yep. That's good input. Thank you. Jim?
Thanks again. Peter just made quite a few of the points I wanted to make. I think certainly some more clarity around requirements and expectations around this idea is good. To go back to what you were saying before, if everybody else is sitting on the fence, then maybe ours should sit on the fence too. We should do the same thing too, do we? So at this stage, my inclination would be to say is that, you know, in principle, this sounds like a good idea, getting the root zone signed, so getting the rootservers.net zone signed is in principle a good idea. But until someone comes up with a concrete proposal or a clear understanding of the use case and requirements, there's nothing for us to consider. And we look forward to somebody else giving us that input as and when it emerges.
All right, thank you. Jeff?
The priming query and its behavior was subject to a lot of study on the KSK role.
Yes.
And this is actually the same question. If we had ubiquitous DNSSEC signing, I think this question would come up in the negative sense, that the answer, or at least the question would be, oh my God, this priming query answer so big because of the attached signatures, maybe it should be unsigned. And so the question is important, whether it's an outlier to be signed or an outlier to be unsigned because of the priming query. It's nothing to do with the zone. It's everything to do with the viability of the priming query. So who has explored the priming query in detail in the past? And ESSAC weighed in, I think, twice in the KSK role and applied a certain amount of rigor to their investigation of this. In basically looking at the viability of the KSK role, the key sizes, etc. And the other folk that looked at this very hard was this ad hoc KSK design team that ICANN formed. I suspect that this is the same kind of question. Now, I don't think we should sit on the fence. I think a problem deferred is still a problem, and that it would be better if we had a momentum on this. But trying to find the right folk to work with or to take this on as a set of basically research questions is really the key. And whether it's a design team, whether it's ESSAC, which I'd be a little bit more dubious of, but it's an option, whether it's RSAC, the question's still there. And like I said, it's not the zone. It's really the dynamics of the priming query that is the critical question here. So I'm not a fence sitter. I'm all in favor of this, oddly enough. But I think it needs just a little bit more understanding of the role of the priming query and its viability. Thanks.
Would it be helpful to as a first step, I guess, to have some kind of community consensus, if that's possible, some kind of agreement on whether or not the names of the root servers should have signatures, regardless of where they live. I guess, is it helpful to break this down into smaller steps and proceed in that way? Peter?
Yeah, I think that is slightly the wrong question, because it tends towards a yes no, but both sides might have very different reasons, because the yes response could be because people think yes, every name should be signed, and then of course it depends on the on the current naming structure. So I think that it, as much as I'd like to come up with an easy yes, no question, I think the situation is a bit more complex and needs that thorough thought. When it comes to finding out who to work with or who to suggest, I mean, RSEC doesn't have a Arzurk, I'm sorry. Arzurk doesn't have a budget to conduct studies, and that's probably by design. But the task is, by the charter, make sure that everybody who should be involved has been involved. And I believe we could come up at a more abstract level without naming explicit acronyms, but asking for certain expertise that should look into this, be that researcher or operators or vendors or some other groups within ICANN, and then throw it over the fence to, yeah, probably the ICANN board or the AC's SOs within ICANN to find money if the support is necessary, or volunteers, and the right groups or collective of groups that can address these things, the questions.
Thanks, Peter. So I'm a little bit unsure about exactly how to proceed on this. If anyone has concrete suggestions for, whether we, I guess, continue by tweaking the current document, and I guess, as I said, throwing it over the fence to maybe to the board, is that a good plan, or do we need to take a step back and reformulate the whole thing? I would appreciate that input at this time, Jeff.
An informal style input, and one that might bear fruit, would be to send this document almost as is to Rod Rasmussen, the chair of ESSAC, noting that ESSAC has done considerable work in the past on the priming query, and is this a topic that these questions might be of interest for an ESSAC study, and phrase it in that way. And if they bite, they've got budget, they've got resources, they can certainly co-opt folk, and, you know, in theory, they have the capability of doing a reasonable job at understanding the parameters of the questions you've outlined here. And maybe that's a way through. It's not the only way, of course, but just simply passing that to Rod as a, does ESSAC believe that there is some merit in this? Because they've been DNSSEC fans for years. And, you know, in the ICANN ecosystem, ESSAC has been strongly advocating DNSSEC for a long time. So I'd proffer that as one option, not necessarily exclusive of others, but it certainly is an option.
Okay, thanks. That's a good idea. Does anyone have some initial reactions to that? If we sort of maybe shop this around a little bit to ESSAC or maybe other folks, Peter?
Yeah, I think for two reasons, at least copying it to the other ACs and SOs might be useful, because one of our tasks is making sure that all the community understands what's being worked on or what's being considered. And also in that model, Arzurk is not really a board committee. So who is the one steering us? And my best approximation would be, and don't cry, the empowered community, but implementation wise, it's probably the AC and SO leadership. So getting it there, distributed amongst the ICANN community, gives a bit of a chance to getting it to the technical folk there. And definitely ESSAC will be receiving this. And if there's any site communication that I'm sure the liaison will convey, then they also know how to explicitly read that. But let's distribute it a bit broader.
Okay, thanks. Jim?
Just to check another stink bomb into the pool, would the ARSAC caucus be involved in this somehow? Or should they be involved in it, in the discussion?
Well, I think so, because certainly ARSAC, as we said, you know, looked at this before. I think it's certainly within their purview. And, you know, I might even imagine sort of putting Brad on the spot here a little bit, but maybe a joint ARSAC, ESSAC thing, or you know, some sort of cooperative thing where we have multiple groups coming together would be really good.
Yeah, I was just waiting for the conversation to go, but yeah, I mean, it's something that ARSAC could clearly take up again, and maybe should, and maybe we do it in conjunction with ESSAC.
I think you misheard me. I mentioned the ARSAC caucus.
Well, but in order to engage the RSEC caucus, the RSEC would have to take it up as a work item.
Fair enough, Brad. Yep.
Yep.
Okay, so...
But if RSEC took it up as a work item, which I don't see why they wouldn't, then certainly that would go straight to the caucus. So,
yeah. Yeah. All right, thanks for the discussion, everyone. This has been helpful. Any last comments on this before we move on to AOB or other agenda items? Okay. So Danielle can put the agenda back up. I think the only thing left then is to talk about Jeff's proposed topic about the root server governance working group. Jeff, you want to go ahead on that?
Yeah, thanks, Dwayne. This is more of a heads up than anything else, but the point for, I suppose, members of this group to note is that that root service governance working group has now commenced work in earnest and are looking at various models that are permutations in forms of RSAC 37 and I think 38, looking at the sort of longer term foundation of the root service system and how it sits within, you know, various ecosystems out there. This group is undoubtedly an affected stakeholder one way or another. And I just simply wanted to put in a heads up that either that group might approach this group for comments, they've certainly approached other folk, or this group might want to consider any working drafts that come out when they are prepared and make some comment as to the role of this group in considering evolutionary aspects of the root zone and the way that would be integrated within the proposed models coming out. So no actions at this point, but simply to note there is some parallel activity going on about the evolution of the structure in which we sit that might affect the way in which this group works in the future. That was all. Thank you.
Thanks, Jeff. Jim, comments?
Quick clarification, Jeff. What would be the mechanism for this governance working party to interact with RSEC or vice versa?
I noticed that the chairs of the governance working group, Ted Hardy, have certainly solicited input in various cases from others and alerted them to the process. I believe that folk have talked to the ASO in the past. And so in some ways it would go through the chair in a more formal process if input is solicited. The standard ICANN rules also apply insofar as when and if, and certainly I think it's a when, not an if, draft documents get pushed out by this group. RSERC should be in a position to at least look at it, review it, and pass any comments back as they see fit. So there may be a request for some interaction, you know, presence at one of these meetings in a briefing. I am not sure that that will necessarily happen, but certainly there will be the opportunity to comment. And that's really what I wanted to highlight here. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Jeff. Brad, go ahead.
Just to add to that, I think there's four or five people on the GWG that are on this group also. So, I mean.
Yeah, it shouldn't be a surprise, Brad.
Yeah.
Yeah, so hopefully, you know, none of us feel too awkward about raising issues that we see in one group or the other. Should be fine. Okay, any remaining comments? I guess we're sort of at the end of the agenda, so we do have 10 or so minutes if we need it. Otherwise, we can end up early. Any news from staff or anything we need to worry about, Danielle? Like, and is Steve on the call too? See Steve in the chat. Hi, Steve.
Hi, I'm here. Dwayne, on the naming scheme draft, I think one way to understand is, so, you know, joined a SAG or RSAG, RSAG caucus working group, like a study team. So that's, you know, certainly one way. The other thing is I would encourage you to think about, you know, what kind of research resources and capacities are needed, right? So in conjunction to those groups setting up, perhaps you can make a request to ICANN to provide some resources to facilitate the study and the conclusion of those study teams. So I think that's a that's another something parallel with the study team. Thanks.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I think, you know, based on our discussion, our earlier discussion about this, I think it's pretty clear that nobody really wants RZERC to be sort of overseeing the work, I guess. The, you know, we want the work to happen elsewhere. So I guess in our request, we need to be clear that, you know, we would request some kind of study group, perhaps a joint RSEC-SEC thing, and we would like them to manage it as they do their other groups.
Sure. Okay. Thanks.
All right. Well, if there's nothing else, then we'll call the meeting to a close. And thank you, everyone, for your time today.
Bye.
Thanks, all. Bye.
Okay.